in Vishalach, says as follows: Ma titzak elai, on the pasuk where Hashem critiques Moshe Rabbeinu for screaming out and davening at the Amsuf, Ma titzak elai, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Hashem says to Moshe, why are you crying out to me? Why are you praying? Now is not the time for crying out to Hashem. Now is the time for action. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma titzak elai, Bizchus Yerushalayim ani akrelahem esayam. With the schus of Yerushalayim, that's why I'll separate the Yam Suf, I'll split it in half. Bizchus Yerushalayim. Don't call out to me, relax. I'll handle it. It's Bizchus Yerushalayim. Now the Medrash is perplexing on two different levels. Number one, why specifically Yerushalayim? If anything, it's a microcosm, a representative of Eretz Yisrael. As the Sefer Eim Abba Mismecha points out, you see from here that Yerushalayim is Chashev Keretz Yisrael, it's the lave of Eretz Yisrael, it's the merkaz, it's the center. But still, the Medrash should have just said, Eretz Yisrael, if the point of the Medrash was, I'm going to get you guys from one side of the river, the Dead Sea, the Red Sea, to the other, from one side of the Amsuf to the other, because you need to get into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. So why do you mention Yerushalayim specifically, number one? And number two, is there any deeper connection to Ma Titzak Elai? Oh. Number one, why specifically Yerushalayim? And number two is, why Dafkan Ma Titzak Elai? Is there any real connection? I'd like to share with you an insight that I thought of last night, I hope it's correct, about this Medrash. And it's based upon the same yesod as to what Yerushalayim is about. What is it about? Tosfos and Maseches, Taanis on Daf Tezayin, points out it's really Medrash Rabbah. I kind of was in and out during my Targum Sicha. He quoted it as well, I believe. There are two parts to it. There's Shalem, which is the original name that Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, had and gave it, and where it came from. And I'm going to leave that element aside because there clearly are two elements. It's not just the Yeru part. We didn't replace the name, we added on to it. But Tosfos quotes, as the Medrash says, the reason why Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim and not just Shalem anymore is based on Avram's small little statement. Vayikra Avram Shem Hamakom Hashem Yireh Hashem Yireh Asher Yamar Bayomahu Hashem Yireh Hashem Yireh. Avram named this place Hashem Yireh, and God took the old name and put it together with the new name. Now, if you look at the Akedah story, there's something fascinating that one can pull out of this story. I noticed it only last night. You let me know if you think it's correct. Hashem commands Avram, Kachna es bincha, sichidcha, v'lech lecha, l'aretz ha-moriyah, and go there, v'yashkim ha-baboker, v'yelchu shneem yachtav, v'yivren shem Avram es ha-mizbeach. I'm kind of summarizing the bold points in the story. And Avram's about to sacrifice his son, Vishlacha, Mesiado, Vikach, Machel, Shchodes, Beno. Vaykrei lev Malach Hashem, Min HaShemayim, Vyomer Avram, Avram, Vyomer Hineni, Vyomer Al Tishlach Yerchel, Hanar, Val Tas Lomo, Ki Ato Yadati, Kirei Lekimata, Vlo Chesach, Tez Bin Chay, Chid Chay Men. At the last moment, the last second, Avram pulls out the knife to shecht his son, and miraculously, you hear a voice from heaven, the angel comes down and says, no, don't do it, it's inappropriate, that's not the ultimate plan. And if I were Avram, I would have gone home. If I were Avram, I would have, what a sigh of relief. Thank you so much for allowing me to continue life with my son, for sparing my son. I thought this story would have ended here, but the truth is there's a whole other element to the story, as captured by the pasuk, Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avram, Sheinis Min Hashemayim. The angel called out a second time, indicating that he had a second message to deliver. There's a whole other component to the story that perhaps a preliminary read or a glance over may miss. And what is that second message that the angel says? Sheinis min hashamayim. Not just min hashamayim. Sheinis highlights the fact that it's a second. Nakuda. V'yomi binish batinu Hashem kiyan asisa shadav razeh. Because of whatever took place between the first calling out of the angel to stop Abraham, the two psukim I skipped, and the angel then calling out a second time, seemingly it's those small little two psukim and whatever's found right in between there that triggered the second calling out from the angel, which Hashem blesses him, you will have children, you will inherit the land. And lefi perash haramban, v'hine huvtach shelo yigrom shum chet shichalel zara. No sin will ever cause God to disconnect him from the people. O shipo biyad ayvav lo yakom, or to fall in a reversible nefila. V'hine zu havtacha shalema b'geula ha'asida lanu. It's the second call out from Shemayim where the angel promises Abraham, your children will be the nation that helped together partner up with me. An eternal pact and commitment. One that will ultimately lead into Geulas Yisrael. There clearly are two separate yuridas the angel made, or kriyas the angel had called out. And therefore the $1 million question now becomes, well, what's found in between the angel originally stopping Abraham and the angel going above and beyond, promising Abraham the land, an eternal pact to be Hashem's nation? Again, the angel says, Lo chasachta zbincha yichid chavimani. Pasuk Gimel, Vayisa Avram Eseinav, Vayarv, Hine Ayel Acher Nechaz, Basvich, Bekarnav, Yelech Avram, Vayikach Zayel, Valeo Lo Ola Tachas Bino. Avram went out of his way and brought an ayel. Vayikra Avram Shem Hakom, Mahu Hashem Yireh, Hashem Yimar Yom Hazeh, Bar Hashem Yireh. One may wonder, what is it about sacrificing of a lamb that's so impressive, about calling the place Hashem Yireh, that's so powerful, that allowed Abraham to take it one step above and beyond? The willingness, something that the willingness to sacrifice his own son didn't even get him to. Abraham's unparalleled and unwavering commitment to do whatever Hashem wanted, sacrifice his son, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Enthusiastically he woke up to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. Incredible. But somehow it's the sacrificing of the lamb and renaming Yerushalayim that triggers an eternal pact. And I guess my question is, what is that? Perhaps one can suggest the name of Yerushalayim and what Abraham did right here . Perhaps one could suggest what Avraham was mischadesh to the world over here was going above and beyond the call of duty. Hashem said, don't sacrifice your son. Avraham was fine going home, returning back to his house, and moving on with life. That would have been a normal response. But as Rashi points out something fascinating, Al tishlach lishchot amrlo imkein lechinam basi lakan esech havoa v'otzimenu ma'adam. Avraham says, God, can I at least cut him a little bit and take out some blood? Avraham wanted to do above and beyond. After Hashem lets him go, your putter Avraham says, I'm not going home. I'm taking a lamb, and I'm making this a place where l'dore doros, it'll be a makom, as Rashi points out, l'shchina and karbanos. Yerushalayim represents ideas. Once in a while, get to travel a little bit to recruit. You walk around New York, it has a different feel than Los Angeles, and they both have a different feel than Chicago, a different feel from London. Different cities represent different ideas. What Yerushalayim perhaps represents is Am Yisrael's initiative to serve Hashem better than the standard. The Mikdash is here. It's a place where there's Shechina. Hashem says, I'm waiting here. Come, Aliyah L'Regel. Come to me. You initiate. Leave your house. Come meet me over here. Karbanos. The way we draw close to God or to come to His house. We take ourselves from our house, our own houses, and come to Hashem's. Yerushalayim is where we take it one step above, initiating to come to God, working our way into His house. And perhaps that's what the Medrash means back in Shmos. The Medrash which says, B'schus Yerushalayim al ekra lachem es hayam, it's dafka Yerushalayim, and dafka on the pasuk of Matitzak Eli. Moshe's response to it, Moshe says to Hashem, I'm stuck. We need you, God. We cannot initiate. We're too weak. We're not ready. God, where do we go? And Hashem says, you want to know what? You're not ready just yet to initiate. You're not ready to take the bull by its horns on your own. You're not ready to step it up yourself. But b'schus Yerushalayim, b'schus the city that captures Am Yisrael's future destiny, which is to initiate, to demand more, to take it one step forward. A place where Hashem is waiting for us to come to His house. B'schus Yerushalayim, I'll hold your hand right now. I'll take you through the Yam Suf. I'll drown the Egyptians for you. B'schus Yerushalayim, because that's one day where we're going to be. If Yom Ha'atzmaut captures Am Yisrael Chai, Yom Yerushalayim captures the fact that we're building a future together with Hashem. And I'll conclude with Chassidus Shavart. And Chassidus Shavart are on one hand beautiful, on the other hand don't have to necessarily be true. The goal of a Litvish Shavart is to understand Torah. The goal of Chassidus Shavart is to understand yourself. The goal of the Litvish Shavart is to understand what did the author mean over here. The goal of Chassidus Shavart, we don't care at all what the author meant. If somehow it inspires us, it has a lot of deep depth and meaning. Rav Alon, the former Rosh Shiva, used to say Pshat Motagor. Motagor famously screamed out in the Six Day War at the end of 6 days, Har Habayit Biyadeinu. Which at the time, historically speaking, was difficult because Egyptian and Jordanian news was totally contradictory to Israeli news. The war was going by so quickly, didn't have the internet at the time where were these days. You find out 7 seconds later what took place and you get to watch the video of people blowing up. It's a different type of war those days. The radio is reporting one thing, Egyptian Arab radio is one thing, and Israeli the others, and all of a sudden when Motagor screamed out, Har Habayit Biyadeinu, the whole country had goosebumps. Rav Alon asked, in the Pshat, it means we conquered. Yerushalayim Har Habayit. The question is there drash? Here's the Chassidus Shavart. It starts off with Akasha. It's really Har Habayit Biyadeinu. Even if these days, in the last few months, legally we can now dive into Hashem on Har Habayit, which we couldn't have done from 1967 till a few months ago. Legally. Still, doesn't happen. They don't let you do it. We certainly can't bring Karbanos. There's no Beis HaMikdash. There's a story, one of the Talmidim years back said to Rav Nevinsel, why don't we build a Beis HaMikdash? Rav Nevinsel responded, if you build it, I'll support you. There's a certain sense of like, he's right, and the other hand, we kind of just smile and be like, well, I can't do that. And the answer is, we don't see ourselves as people who have Har Habayit Biyadeinu. So what's Pshat Motagor? Rav Alon said, Hashem took us in 19 short years from the ashes of Auschwitz right up to the Kotel. You heard both Rav Perez and Rav Lachman talk about the historical perspective. Hashem miraculously took us from the ashes of Auschwitz 3 years later to Hakamas Medina, 19 more, literally to the Kotel, and put a big, huge brick wall between us and Har Habayit and said, you want it? Do we want it? Har Habayit is Biyadeinu, it's Talui Banu. Do we have what it takes to initiate and move the next step forward? Yom Ha'atzmaut, pardon me, Yom Yerushalayim, is about connecting to the past, to Avraham and how he initiated, to Shlomo and how he initiated, to Bayisheni and how they initiated, to the Six Day War and how we initiated, and Emir Tashem, the great initiation, which still lies in front of us. Harabayit bi'adenu, it's talay banu. It's a call to those responsible out there to remember and to bring forward our national dream of the Beis HaMikdash. Harabayit is bi'adenu. Stop here.